Dr. Ray Svora, who leads Fresno County's pandemic response, says that a surge in coronavirus cases and dwindling hospital beds is very concerning. As the holiday season approaches, he warned, social gatherings are expected to be a major source of COVID-19 spread. He urged people to keep gatherings short and spread out.
Speaking very frankly, I think we're going to have a purple Thanksgiving. I think we'll be in the purple zone of the blueprint by the time Thanksgiving holiday time comes around. It's too early to tell how Christmas will look, but you know, we know that when multiple households get together, that's a perfect storm, especially while you're eating because you're not wearing a mask. You're probably gathering in close quarters. Most people's houses aren't set up to really space people out once they get more than just a couple of households in there. So these are all really challenging factors that we have to think very hard about this Thanksgiving.
California's blueprint for a safer economy designates four color-coded tiers expressing the level of risk of infection for each county. Purple designates widespread risk, red is substantial risk, orange is moderate, and yellow is minimal risk. Most California counties, and all in the Valley, are in the top two tiers. The blueprint governs how open to the public non-essential businesses can be. The tiers are determined by the rate of new infections and other health risk metrics. In the recent past, Fresno County has been in the red tier, so businesses like restaurants and gyms have been open indoors with 25% capacity and safety rules. But if a surge arises, such indoor leisure would no longer be an option. As a consequence, Valley businesses and workers will take another economic hit. Health officials are preparing for a surge in cases potentially swamping local hospitals.
We're already thinking about knowing that other parts of the country are going through this the way that New York City did, what do we need to be doing to make sure that we are absolutely ready if it comes to opening up our alternative care site at the convention center?
Alternative care sites like Fresno's Convention Center and another in Porterville are equipped with hundreds of beds and hospital gear. But health officials fear there may be staffing shortages, which is now a concern in many states. Valley counties have received extra help and resources from the state's strike team. So far, the Central Valley has experienced more than 154,000 cases and nearly 2,500 deaths. Even some political leaders in Fresno aren't immune. Mirroring their counterparts in the White House, Fresno's outgoing and incoming mayors, along with other local officials, were exposed at an election night dinner by Republican County Supervisor Steve Brandow, who admitted he had not followed health protocols. The swelling infection rate, the rising hospitalizations, dwindling ICU beds, and still insufficient testing point to stiff challenges ahead for public health professionals and citizens alike. As Dr. Ray Svora told reporters, people with pandemic fatigue, pretty much everyone, have to instead acquire pandemic stamina. Vic Bedoyan reporting for the KPFA News and KFCF Radio.